We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Senator, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So how would you describe this? Would you say this is almost a compromise bill?
Well, some might call it that, but others, like myself, I would say that it's been a very long time since we addressed this issue, and I think the consternation over, you know, the last several years about it was one side wanted it to be raised to an extremely high level, $15 an hour, which, as a small business owner myself, I know, and so many others across the Commonwealth know, that would have put a lot of people out of business, and it would have done actually the opposite as far as getting people employed and keeping jobs. So I think we finally came to a middle ground that is going to give a boost to that small percentage of people that are working for a minimum wage, but also not put in jeopardy the small business owners that are out there.
I was going to say, because we've talked about it many times on the show, and what we hear consistently from small business owners is they cannot sustain at $15 an hour. But $9.50 is more manageable, more palatable?
Right, and it goes in over a period of time so that I believe some of our small business owners can work towards being able to handle that $9.50 in a couple of years when it takes a full effect. But it'll start this July at $8 an hour. So that's a 75 cents an hour raise to, again, I'll say, the small percentage of folks who are actually working at that rate. And thankfully, our economy is booming, and the unemployment rate is remarkably low, the lowest it's been in, for some ever. So it's a competitive market out there to try to bring employees in. And I honestly can't think of one business in my district that starts anyone at minimum wage.
So now talk me through this. So you say it would go to up 75 cents in July, and then would it go up in 75 cent increments? Is that how
No, 50 cents.
50
after
cents.
That.
Okay.
So it's going to go to $8 an hour in July.
Mm-hmm.
Then in January it'll go up another 50 cents, and then another 50 and another until we reach $9.50. And there it will stop the increase, at every 6 months.
And then does that take the $15 off the table altogether? Because there are still a lot of proponents that would say $9.50 is nice, but it's still not going to be a livable wage for a lot of families.
Well, 2 points. One, yes, there a lot of folks are going to continue to say $15 an hour is what needs to be done for a minimum. But on the other side of the coin, a minimum wage is not a living wage. It's never been designed to be one. It's not intended to be one. And anyone who is working at minimum wage right now and trying to raise a family or trying to live on that, they're receiving a list of subsidies. Because, again, no one is supposed to be relying on $7.25 an hour to live, and pay rent. Buy groceries, raise children. No one is living on $7.25 an hour now without a lot of other subsidies.
Gotcha.
That's not the intent of a minimum wage anyway.
So what happens from here? So the bill was voted out of committee yesterday. What happens next?
It's going to possibly be on the floor for a vote today in the Senate. We'll see when we get our calendar, which I haven't received yet. But the word is that it should be put onto on the Senate floor for a vote today.
Oh, so we could know something by the end of this day.
Yes.
Awesome. That's good news. We'll wait to see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exciting news. Senator, thanks so much for joining us today. We appreciate you.
My pleasure, Lynn. Anytime.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.